Back in studio is Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth, blog.co.za for our usual Tech Talk Tuesday discussion. All right, Cape Town. Listen to this one. Tienis, thank you very much. So here's a chance for you to get a free TV.
How does that sound?
It sounds great.
4K 55-inch OLED TV.
I'll take it. What's the catch?
There's always a catch, yes. So there's a new company called Telly, very imaginative name.
Not but local.
Not local. Okay. It's a US company, and they have now started taking orders, quote unquote, because you're not paying for it, for these free TVs. And as I said, 55-inch 4K OLED TV is like top of the range display that you're getting for free. And the catch is there's a big soundbar at the bottom, and below the soundbar, there's another 30-inch odd, essentially secondary display.
Okay.
And on this display, there will most likely 99% of the time be ads pushed to you.
Okay.
So what you're doing when you're signing up for this deal, if you want to call it that, is you fill out a form, you give them all your personal information, and you're effectively selling your data for this TV. They then use that data, they sell it to marketing companies. Those marketing companies will put whole bunch of products, whole bunch of different services and things that they want to market to you because they know who you are, they know what your data looks like. They're going to market that on that second display.
You know what? I think that's quite clever. I think it's quite clever because, I mean, for one, going out and buying a TV of that spec and standard is pricey. We know this. And we also used to YouTube ads anyways that interrupts whatever it is that you're viewing if you don't have the prescription. But this wouldn't necessarily interrupt what it is that you're viewing.
Exactly. It'll be exactly the same as your normal smart TV. It'll have integrations with some of the streaming services that you use. And you can obviously hook anything else up to that TV if you want. And it'll run as normal, no interruptions, but all the ads will be displayed at the bottom. Obviously not the whole thing, just ads the whole time. People then kind of get lost and they don't really see the content. So there'll be some interesting things as well, like the weather widgets and some news things, stock price tickers, you know, all these normal kind of things you see on these kind of platforms. But yes, the whole point is to be a marketing company, effectively, not a hardware company.
Which I think is a brilliant move. And you know what? If news of this really starts spreading, I can definitely foresee something like that happening on home soil.
Exactly. Wherever people have a real demand for this kind of product that they necessarily they can't necessarily afford, there should definitely be a market for this, especially if you are so detailed in giving your data away, because then it's much easier, obviously, to market the right product to you at the right time. And that's how they will make money. What's interesting is, you know, people have asked, well, what if you just switch off the internet? You can't get those ads. They have a trip switch in that TV. If you're not connected to the internet, boom, it's useless.
Okay, I wanted to ask about that. Yeah, but then again, everyone streams content online anyways nowadays.
Correct. Yeah. But if you've got, you know, let's say a Chromecast or whatever that you plug in and use that. But they say that for this test run in the US, if you switch off, if you disconnect it from the internet, it's $500 that you then have to pay, which is essentially the price of the of the TV. And then if you still don't switch it on, they'll come take it away.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? We are used to, like I said, and it's interesting for me to see how things develop and the new innovations that come forward because we are living in this digital age and where people take advantage of this and, you know, making these companies flourish. I mean, who would have thought? Let's give away a top-notch TV
exactly
with a little bit of a, you know, I think people go for it. Why not? And listen, how's it been going? I mean, what's the kind of success rate of this so far?
Yeah, so 1,500 people have signed up. They're the initial test group, effectively. Okay. So they've only built 1,500 to do the test with, and then they'll see how, you know, how it performs, and then they'll start opening up orders again, and we should start getting feedback on that over the next couple of months or two.
Look, I can tell you, if that had to launch in South Africa, everyone would sign up. I think everyone would go for it. I think this is a brilliant idea. I really do think, because I mean, like I said, ads, it's there, we see it every single day.
That's all that's on your social media feed now, and as long as your content isn't interrupted on the TV, I think people won't mind.
Absolutely. And watch South Africans. They can make a plan of hiding that screen somehow. Awesome. Tienis, thank you very much. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile 90.4 FM.